There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
It's sweet and spicy truth time, and the large one, Grover Collins, is in here with us. Hello, large.
I'm coming in early because I'm leaving early because I'm going to go watch basketball, drink beer, and eat chicken wings today.
Hey, there you go.
Dana's going to cover for me, but I came in here for this for you guys because I know how much you need me on your show.
All right. By the way, on your bracket, who you got going all the way?
UConn.
Yep.
Wow, that's everybody.
Yeah. I got Houston. I'm sorry, but playing UConn.
I got it. Mm. I got Houston.
Okay.
All right. Stat. Yes. Like the guy with the liquid cheese billboard. What's one thing other than bourbon that you would consume 20 gallons of a year?
Oh, my God. All right. Can I say Oreo cookies?
Oh.
Because I can't just eat a sleeve or a row.
You'll eat the whole damn bag?
I can eat the whole package.
Wow.
Usually a person says, I just can't eat one, but you started with the sleeve.
Yeah. I can't control myself. We can't keep them in the house. Double stuff for me. So I'll say Oreos.
Oreos?
Is the thing that, yeah, I can eat.
That is, I got to be honest. I won't buy Nutter Butters at the store. Literally my favorite cookie because I know I will eat the whole package in a day.
That's funny. My cookie was the chewy chocolate chips.
Oh, those are my favorite. Yes.
Yeah. So what about you, Ashley? What's the one thing you don't buy?
I share a love of Oreos.
Oreos. Okay. Yeah. All right.
So good.
So I guess we'd have to liquefy those into gallon form. But yeah.
Make it into ice cream. I'll eat it that way. Yes.
Put it on a stick. Whatever.
Yes.
Deep fry it. Oh, stop. Mm,
now you're talking. Yes. So many ways. Now you got me hungry.
I know. He's like, focus. We're losing them.
All right. My question's for Ashley.
Yeah.
How many times do you get hit on Snapchat a day?
Well, it depends.
What day of the week?
Yeah. Really.
Yeah. Very more so on the weekend. But if I put up a picture most of the time, my inbox will flood with people commenting on
a picture on your Snapchat story.
Yeah.
Got it.
Like all of a sudden it'll be like 40 people.
Now, is it like a sultry picture you put
selfie?
Up or it could be
a selfie?
Anything.
You know?
Ashley's a fan of selfies. I will say this though. I don't understand why guys, this is because listen, I've been married since before high speed internet. I just don't understand what guys think is going to happen. Well,
you never know. Sliding into somebody's DMs.
Have you ever?
Slid into someone's DMs?
No. Have you ever responded to any of these boys like, hey, I'll go out with you?
Yeah.
You have?
Yes.
Really?
So you're saying there is a chance.
Well, wow. Welcome to your inbox here.
I was going to say, now you're going to get 80.
Now you're going to get 80.
That's going to get out of control.
Oh, that's
now.
So funny.
The best is when they just offer me money. And I'm like, for what? And they're like, I just want to buy you a drink. Like, and I'm at a bar. And they're not there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do they drive to meet you?
No, they would Venmo me. I've never accepted it.
Holy.
Yes.
This is awesome. You know what I feel like, Grover? I feel like the old Phil Hartman character, unfrozen caveman lawyer. Your new world frightened me.
It's scary.
But some dude is just going to Venmo. This is just fascinating to me. Some dude will just Venmo you money that you have never met to buy you a drink from whatever bar he's at for the bar you're at. I'm just like,
nothing in return. No feet pick
well,
to sit
that's the
back
thing.
Or nothing.
That's why
of course they want something in return.
Exactly. That's yeah. why I've never accepted.
But they don't
even
get
though
anything.
I want to. I've never accepted.
Guys, wow. I just.
But I mean, shoot your shot. You never know. Not with me, but like.
It's a brave new world, but
I'm glad my daughter is in love with a great guy.
How did she meet her boyfriend?
Instagram.
See?
But they went to high school together.
All right.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
Yeah. They reconnected through Instagram.
You know, remember when we used to pimp my Snapchat on here?
Yes.
We quit doing that. It's probably a good idea.
Thank God.
Anyway, Dave.
At Ashley Dawn, B105. No.
I think it's B105 hyphen Ashley Dawn. Anyway, you caught a friend lying about her age on a dating app. What's the biggest little lie you've told lately?
Lately?
Oh.
Yes. First of all, I'm a terrible liar.
Me too.
My conscience will just weigh down on me. So when we talk about these guys that lead double lives and do all that stuff, I'm like, how I could never.
It's a lot to keep up with.
I could never.
The energy involved.
I think the last one was I told Dara when she was staying with me that I had seen a movie that I didn't want to see that she wanted to watch.
You didn't have to watch it.
So I didn't have to watch it.
I've seen that one.
Yeah, I think it was Wonka or something. Wonka.
Funny, I just started trying to watch Wonka. It shut it off in 20 minutes.
As soon as I saw in the trailer Hugh Grant as an Oompa Loompa, I was like, no.
The songs aren't that good. I made it through two songs.
Oh, man, I was looking forward to that one.
No.
I'm sorry.
I wasn't. So she was like, we're gonna watch Wonka? I saw it in the theater. I'm like, oh, I've already seen it.
And that's the perfect age for someone who wouldn't want to watch Wonka, yes. Your daughter.
I think you're safe if that's your last little lie.
That's it.
Don't waste your time.
Oh, my God. I just tore up Grover's.
Question? What are you doing over there?
I thought I was done because I saw Grover throw his question away. Hold on.
I did that before, remember?
I know. You turned around and threw away your paper. Like, and I'm like, buddy.
Okay, Grover, I can remember it. What was the cockiest thing you ever did in your youth that you feel bad about now in your adult age?
I do still feel bad about this, and I was probably 18 when this happened. So there was a magical time in the 80s when there used to be teen clubs, and you had to be between the ages of 13 and 18, sometimes 20, and it was a club for teens.
Kind of like the Beach Water Park used to be.
Yeah, Beachy had one for a little while.
Yeah.
Well, I DJ'd at one back when I was 15, 16 years old in Georgia, and then I moved to Maine after I graduated. I went to the teen club up there. I was 18. And the DJ there was not good. I'll just got to be honest with you. And I was cocky, and I was good. And I went up to him, and I introduced himself my cocky Grover way. And I said, I'm going to have your job in a few months.
Ooh.
And I did.
Oh, you did?
And I did. And I crushed the guy. He came back to me when I was DJing the same teen club. I almost damn near forgot I said that to him. And he goes, well, I remember when you said you were going to have my job, and here you are. And I looked at his face, and I'm like, yeah, that was him. Like, that was who he was as a person, that job, DJing the teen club. And I just took it right out from him. And then I went to the Real Big Boys nightclub shortly after that, and I tried to get him the job back, but they already moved on anyway.
I tried to see
if they'd rehire him for the teen club after I went to the adult
nightclub. Because he felt bad?
Yeah. Well, I did after I looked at his face. I was cocky. And here I am, 54 years old, and I'm like, man, what?
You were a kid.
I know.
Yeah.
But still, man, I don't.
Look at him right now.
I don't ever want to make anyone feel that way often.
That guy's face still haunts you, doesn't it?
I still see it.
Well, you know what, Grover? We got promotions assistant jobs available here. You could hire him on.
Nah, it's not my department.
There he is.
And that's your sweet and spicy truth for Friday. How the roadway's looking, Denise?
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
The biggest thing buzzing this morning we were talking about is UK already bounced out of March Madness, and this is like, you know,
crazy.
Getting to be a pattern for them. They do good in the regular season. They were number 3 seed, for God's sake, and got bounced out by who is now the Cinderella of the tournament, number 14, Oakland, last night. So it was a close game, 80-76, but actually, you were devastated.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, how is this possible?
And then you kind of ruined it for somebody else.
Yeah, so I was finishing up watching the game and called my Grandma Dawn and my Papa Lanny down, you know, in Paris, because they're huge UK fans.
Of course.
So I'm like, oh, my grandma's probably freaking out right now. And I'm talking to her on the phone. I'm like, Grandma, can you believe that? What about the Cats? Oh, my gosh. And she's like, they need to shoot more 3-pointers. And I'm like, it's a little late for that. And she's like, what? And I said, they're out. What are you talking about, Grandma? And she goes, oh, they lost? And I'm like, yeah. She said, oh, my gosh, we DVR it. We're only at halftime.
Oh, my.
And I was immediately like, oh, no. I'm sorry. However, she goes on to tell me, she said, I'm out on the front porch. I don't think I'll tell Papa Lanny. I'm like, yeah, don't ruin it for him. I'm sorry, Grandma.
Or maybe save him the heartbreak. I don't know.
I mean, that's just terrible, though. I forgot that they DVR stuff, okay?
So why do they DVR the games?
Oh, they don't like to sit through commercials.
Yeah, my mom used to do that same thing. Same, like Bengals games. It'd be over, and it'd be like, man, that was horrible. But this is the biggest upset. Oh,
and I ruined
you're the
it
bearer
for
of bad
I
news.
I know.
Do you think she told Papaw Lanny?
I don't know. You know, we should find out.
You should find that out.
We
because
need to.
I have a feeling that if it, because you know what? If you're watching that game with him, you're somebody that already knows the outcome, and it's that kind of game where you're like, oh, man, you can't have that emotion that you would have if you didn't know.
Total attitude would change.
Yeah.
Your catitude.
Maybe she went in the kitchen and like baked a pie to make things better after the game.
I'm sure the pie was already baked. Yeah.
I don't know about a pie, but last night, Kentucky's goose was cooked. Oof. They're out. Yeah. Oh, bracket is trash. Thanks. On the plus side, you can go get those wings today from Friday's already.
I think we all can. I think Statman, might not be able to get a seat.
You had him going to the final four, so.
Yeah, oops, there we
are. I had a lead 8-6-15.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
Hey, Big Dave. This is Steve from Delhi.
How you doing, Steve?
All right. I was just wondering how the budget has been going for you-know-who.
For Ashley? Let's find out right now. Ashley, what are you doing now going into the weekend? Where are you sitting?
Well, y'all, I've done really well. I only bought dinner going out to eat on Monday for $13.50, so I'm walking into the weekend with $38.50.
Flush with cash.
Which, I mean, can go pretty quick still.
Oh, yeah. All right, so Steve, that's where she's at right now, but she continues to rely on the kindness of friends and family and now strangers to continue the streak of getting lots of food for nothing.
Wait, are you referring to my landlords as strangers?
Well, they were until last night, right?
Yeah, you never met them.
I met them last night. So,
and how'd it go?
Oh my gosh, it was great. They were super nice, and they live out of town. Okay. Taylor and Jared and their little baby Marin, okay?
Marin, I love that.
So cute. So they were like, hey, we're in town. Like, we would love to meet you. And then they were like, we're going to go to Grove Park Grill. And I'm like, that is my favorite place. Like, I'm in. But then I'm thinking, I'm like, wait a minute. I'm going to blow my budget on Thursday night.
Yeah, but they invited you.
Yeah, that means they're going to foot the bill, right?
Well, you would think so.
Right?
You would think, right? So I'm there drinking espresso martinis, and I'm like, ooh, I better back it down. It's 6 p.m., you know. And we had a great conversation, great food, and then the bill is coming, and it's split into two.
Uh-oh.
And I didn't even T-Rex arm them. Like, you know, where you're like,
yeah.
I reached right for my purse and I'm like, here it is, moment of truth. Here goes my budget. And Taylor took both bills and was like, we got it.
Oh,
we got it. I like, you know, removed the sweat from my brow. I'm like, thank God.
And then ordered another appetizer.
Yeah, no. I'm like, wait a minute, throw a dessert on there.
I need some food to go.
No, it was so sweet. And then people were like, wait, you're going to have dinner with your landlords? And I'm like, yeah. Is that weird?
I don't think it's weird at all. I met all my landlords.
Yeah.
What about you, Dave?
My landlord in Nashville, actually the lady that worked for them, the company, I would go in there to drop off my rent check, and she would always ask me to go to dancing with her. She was a really old lady, and she'd be like, I take dancing lessons, and we have this group, and it's really fun. You should come down with me one night.
Was it kind of like, in lieu of payment, you could come dancing with me?
I don't think she had that much power.
Did you ever go?
No. I mean, I was in my upper 20s. I was like single, running around Nashville. Yeah, sure. I'm going to go with the golden girl to her dancing party. But, you know, it was awfully sweet of her to ask that. Sure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just like it was nice of them to invite me to dinner and, you know, put a face with the people that I'm just randomly sending all this money to every month.
Mm-hmm.
And for them to buy my dinner, so sweet.
So who showed you the apartment when you first looked at it? Like, who reported it to you?
A rental property.
Oh, they had a person, yeah. a realtor.
Sometimes you can get a real estate agent to handle that if you're out of town for you.
And then, like, I really did, like, kind of think it was a scam, you know, off, like, the jump of, like, okay, wait, so you don't own this place, but it all worked out great.
Yeah, and you got a free meal out of it.
Yeah, and they didn't ask me to go dancing, but I'll tell you, I was dancing out at Grove Park.
Oh, heck yeah. All right, so you started at 52. You have literally only eaten out once this week that you've paid for, but you've managed to get free food, insane amounts of it.
Yeah, it's been a good week.
All right, $38.50 going in. You got three
more
days. And
I know my dinner is paid for Saturday night because I'm emceeing the red and gray soiree for Goshen. Out in Loveland.
All right. So
there's free dinner Saturday night.
Man, I tell you, she's working the stat. I mean, she has got that.
You're working the event to get the free meal, so it's not really all free. You know, nothing's really free.
You got an angle.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You got a great angle. Radio. It's awesome.
It's been a great week. Overall. Okay. Man. However, there's still Friday and Sunday.
All right. That $38.50 can go fast. It's 7:17.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
B105.
It's Who Was Right Last Night.
You're right.
On B105.
You know what? You're right.
And this morning, we welcome Heather into the Who Was Right Last Night courtroom. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
And you're having a dust up with your husband, Chad. And this is over a little procedure Chad recently had.
Yes. Not necessarily over the procedure itself. I'm quite happy with the decision-making process in that we both agreed upon. Three kids is enough. But he has been resting and healing, as one should, and icing, which is great. This is what you do after any sort of surgery. But he's been using our frozen vegetables to kind of aid along in the healing process.
Sure.
Which is fine, totally fine, because, you know, they're wrapped and in plastic, and it's a good idea. But I caught him throwing away bags of vegetables once they were thawed out, instead of putting them back in the freezer, and I kind of lost my mind.
So he was throwing them away after putting them on his junk, and did you want them to go back in the freezer for him to reuse on his junk or for you guys to eventually eat?
I think either could have worked, but if they're already thawed, we could have had them for dinner that night.
Oh, okay.
Waste, not want not.
There's plastic.
I see what you got going.
The budget must be real with everybody.
Listen, food's expensive.
I've always heard and seen on the news that a lot of guys get the vasectomies around this time of the year because they're going to be kind of chair bound for a few days and can watch college basketball. So Chad actually did this. So did he watch a lot of basketball?
Yes, he does. I think I understand the timing of the procedure. There's a method to his madness, so to speak.
Yeah. Like March madness.
A lot of people do. It's actually got a season named after that.
Yes.
But you're just upset with the wasting of the vegetables more so.
Even though they're from the waist down, like on his body.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've sprained an ankle before and used some frozen peas on my ankle, and then you either cook them up in a nice pot of carbonara or whatever, or you put them back in the freezer and you eat them another night. I mean, they're wrapped in plastic. It's just baffling to me because, as we all know, the food is expensive, and these are, you know, the vegetable itself isn't affected except for that it thaws, so we could cook it.
Yeah, and if it was just going to be throwing it away, you could just, like, fill ice bags.
Yes,
you know,
you're right.
Like Kroger bags with some ice in it and use that and then just throw it away.
Dispose of the ice.
I like what you're thinking here.
It's hilarious.
Ice down with what you got, I guess.
I really think you would have been, like, on the other side of it of, like, do not put that bag in the freezer. What are you thinking?
All right. Well, okay. So, Heather, do you have a closing argument before we go to the jury here?
Well, my closing argument is if you're going to use the frozen vegetables and then thaw them out and then insist on throwing them away, then you go to the grocery store and you restock our freezer.
Wow.
I think that's against doctor's orders, though.
All right, let's go to juror member number one, Statman.
I have lots of friends that did this at same thing, and they used the vegetables later for a crock pot recipe or to eat for dinner. So I'd be just as shocked if I was you. I'm on your team on this. So yeah, tell them quit wasting the food. It's expensive.
I know it's like efficient if you just eat the vegetables you have. I think the problem here is he shouldn't be using these from the get-go. And you wouldn't even be in the situation. He needs to get like an ice pack. And that's the solution.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would eat the vegetables, so I'm headed back to the store, I guess. Yeah. I'm on his team.
Heather, I'm also going to go on Chad's team there. I wouldn't want anything to do with those vegetables, and I wouldn't want somebody telling me how they thawed. Ew. And especially, you said you got three kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, so with a straight face, you're going to tell them to eat their vegetables that night?
They're good for you. Come on.
I mean, technically, they aren't touching anything.
They're in a wrapper. Think about where eggs come from, Dave. Come on. You're not eating the shell.
Listen, I also eat the rest of the chicken. That's all I'm going to say about that. Where those things were sitting, I don't, what? You know. So, 2-1, we've sided with Chad over you, Heather, but let's see what 749B105 thinks, and also through the app, okay?
Okay.
Sound like a plan?
Sounds like a plan. Thanks so much, guys.
Hopefully Chad heals up here soon.
Yeah, he's doing fine.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
Chad did what a lot of guys do during March Madness and had the old V, the old snip snip there. So he's been using frozen vegetables at home to ice it while he watches basketball yesterday. And then Heather, his wife, just saw him, once they thawed out, just throw the vegetables away. She's like, no, refreeze that package of vegetables and we can have it later or whatever. Yeah, I was kind of like, I don't know if I want anything to do with those vegetables. So, Jerry from Millville, you say you're a problem solver, and what is the solution to this?
Well, I can cut it down to 2 bags anyway. All it has to do is take a Ziploc bag, put it back in there, put it back in the freezer, and pull it out when he needs them.
I'll double bag it. That double way there's bag. Not direct contact to the plastic. Okay.
At least you're only wasting 2 bags of vegetables that way.
Yeah, so I like the double bag idea. That's really good.
Sure. Or keep triple bagging them, quadruple bagging them.
Yeah.
Bagging them before you use them, yeah.
So, you know, I'm going to be kind of like Chief Brody and Jaws on this one and say, we're going to need a bigger bag. You know, I just a lot of bags on that.
Excellent.
Yeah, coming through the B105 app, some more comments here.
Yeah, Denise says he needs to just use one and keep reusing it. What if a hair gets stuck on it?
Oh, it's not
direct. Ew.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
Ryan raises a great point. No one's eating the bag itself. Or at least that's what we thought. He's got questions for you and Dave now.
Don't most of the time you steam them in the bag anyway? So the microwave's going to be involved at some point, too.
Oh, gosh. Ew.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
Chad got the snip snip like a lot of guys do in time for March Madness so they could sit in the chair. Heather saw him icing with some of their frozen vegetables, which is fine in her book because she didn't like the fact that he threw them away after they thawed. She thought he should have refroze them. Stat, you were fine with this.
I'm okay with it. I don't see it as he's wasting food is how I see it.
And I see it as no.
Me too.
Once that's been down there, I don't care. There's not enough plastic in the world, brother. Paula, you're from Amelia, yeah. And you are on Team Heather. Why is that?
Well, I've been a nurse for over 30 years, and that's been an orthopedic trick for decades.
Oh.
You freeze a bag, you get a bag of peas, you mark it ice bag.
Oh.
And then you only use it as an ice bag. I mean, it's cheaper. You don't have to worry about water and leaking out of a plastic bag, and it works every time.
You just have to be careful going into the freezer not to pick up the ice bag and throw it in the microwave.
Well, I guess it won't hurt, Ashley. It is covered by plastic, which is very clean, if you want to say that. Mark it with an indelible marker ice bag, and you'll never go wrong.
Now, Paula, you seem to be very pro this, so would you eat the peas?
Sure.
You paused. I heard a pause in there.
She thought about it, but she said sure.
Well, would you eat peas in general? Because I just don't like that particular vegetable. I'll be honest with you. It's okay.
I'm with Stat. I'm not a pea eater, really.
But if it was broccoli.
All right, so it just dawned on me that we're talking about peas and the area that he's icing is... Oh, okay. another reason for me not to do this. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
The one commonality that you always hear about Chick-fil-A is the employees are so nice.
Yeah, the service is great.
Oh, they're so good. Yeah, and it might be because the employees are nice and really smart. Are you ready for this? This is crazy. Coming out of Idaho, James Finlinson started working at the Chick-fil-A there in 2017 when he was 16 years old. Okay.
Youngin'.
So he started seeing his boss there struggle with manually scheduling tasks for the store. So he thought, I bet I could do something about this. So he started learning software programming.
Shut up.
No, to address the issue. And with support from his father and encouragement from some other software engineers at the Chick-fil-A headquarters, James Finlinson developed an app called One Click App. It's a workforce management app aimed at improving efficiency.
Whoa, that's impressive.
All right. So he teamed up with an entrepreneur, Michael Alvarez, and turned this idea into a reality. So with Alvarez becoming CEO and Finlinson's father taking on the role of CTO, the OneClick app has now become a success, serving over 80 Chick-fil-A locations across America, saving franchise operators $35 million. The app provides multiple benefits with features such as shift management, training, messaging, and more, and is in use by around 1 in 5 Chick-fil-A franchise owners, taking care of 40,000 employees with this app.
Unbelievable.
That a teenager basically had the idea to invent.
I'm going
to
guess, though, that he didn't work on it on a Sunday.
No, he did not. And I'm going to go out in a thing, and I guess he's not the guy still taking your order in the drive-thru.
Wouldn't think so.
I think he's moved on to bigger and better things, but this could be spreading to other fast food locations as well. $35 million it saved them so far. And it's all because a teenager went, hey, gosh, the manager's having a hard time doing that.
I think I can help.
And he definitely did. James Finlinson, well, you're making us all feel really stupid, but thanks for the good vibes this morning, man.
B105.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
Take her food. Oh, man, I'm sorry. B105, the Big Dave Show, because that's what it's all about. Ashley, last hour we were talking about her going into the weekend. We set the $52 limit on her dining out for her budget, trying to become more physically responsible. And so far, what, $13.50 is all you've
spent all week? I have $38.50 walking into the weekend.
But don't worry about her. She's not poor and not hungry and all this stuff. She just keeps getting food from people free all week long.
Friends, coworkers, landlords.
Yeah. Last night, your landlords took you out to dinner
and
paid for it.
That's the first time I met them. Yeah, it was great.
What landlords do that?
Nice people? Yeah. I thought maybe they were going to tell me I was getting evicted or something. No, free dinner.
All right. Well, you just continue.
Wait. And now, clients.
All right. So they heard us talking about you and your free food palooza that you got. And what is this?
Well, all of a sudden, my phone was like looking really strange. I guess when you leave a voicemail now, all the words are going across my screen. I'm like, what is happening here? And then I'm like, oh, John from Window World is leaving me a voicemail right now.
I know you're on the air, but when you get out of your deal today, if you're still hungry, I might have Chick-fil-A biscuits left over from breakfast that will serve you well tomorrow or Sunday or potentially Monday, depending on when you decide to eat them. All right? Bye.
I got some leftover salmon in the fridge if you need some.
I love salmon.
Something leftovers.
And biscuits.
I
might have to take them up on that.
Just biscuits. Nothing else.
There's a key word there. He said, if. He has any leftovers.
Yeah.
I
got to be honest. Just the right amount of butter on those. So that's what it's come to now, that.
Yeah. Interesting, right?
And this is a client.
Yeah, I appreciate it. We got a good relationship. He's trying to, you know, keep me fed.
And now we have Lee from Cleves with us. Lee, what's up?
Hi, how are you? I had an idea.
For what?
A segment.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Let's date Ashley.
Let's? Like multiple people?
Really?
Yes.
And when I see that, I envision a exclamation point at the end of it.
Let's date Ashley. What does this entail?
Well, you obviously can't pick because you got bad choices. But Big Dave and Statman can pick.
Hang on, Dave. Lee. Woo! Lee, let us digest what
Somebody
you just
put
said.
Put me out. I'm on.
Oh, my God. Bad choices. Listen to you. All right.
You're sliding into people's DMs. What is he doing?
They're sliding into mine.
What are they doing?
Oh, they're trying to take me out.
Okay, well, that isn't how you take out a woman. They don't want to date you, girl.
Whoa, man.
Yeah, but it might be a great way of getting free food for Ashley by sending her out on dates.
Yeah.
And I'm sliding into her DMs, they're going to make her pay. I mean, that's how it works, right?
Let me be honest. Ashley would rather slide into the DQ than the DMs, all right?
Well, that's where they can meet.
I'd like my cone dipped in chocolate, please. All right. It's 8:37.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
Our instant spring break to Florida. And the winner was James Miser from Redding. And him and his wife, Amber, got to head down to Florida for a great time. And you just stopped by the station. He joins us on the phone right now. Hey, James, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
We're overwhelmed. You texted me this morning. It's like, I got a little something I want to drop off at the station.
And a couple days ago, you randomly messaged Big Dave and was like, what kind of snacks does Ashley like? We know Big Dave likes this and Stat likes this. And I'm like, that's a really random question.
But now we know why. Because James, my God. It's like you took the Big Dave Show podcast and said, every mention of food that is on there, you're going to bring us. Stat, look at this stuff.
That's quite a stack, man. You got all of our favorite things.
Including M&M minis.
Yeah, I found them at Meijer.
And you heard me talking about how I love the taco flavor Doritos. And I can't ever find them anywhere. And now I'm holding a bag of them right now that I am going to just destroy today during March Madness.
That's the plan, right? That's what you need them for.
Even soft baked cookies for Grover Collins, Oreos for me, something mint for Ashley. Dude, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Oatmeal raisin cookies for me. I've said how much I'm that's my weakness. It's my kryptonite.
It's all of our favorite.
Big Dave
things.
Is glowing right now with happiness. We feel like Diet Oprah. Dew.
Yes.
You see that?
That's for me and Grover to split. We're just Diet Dew hounds. James, this is amazing.
There's some Nutty Buddies too, so. Feel free to share those or keep them all for yourself.
Now, wait, who out here said they like Nutty Buddies?
You did.
No, I'm not. No, those are Nutter Butters.
We're all just a little nutty here.
Nutter Butters. I got them confused.
Hey, it's nutty in there somewhere.
They'll be eaten.
Yeah, don't worry. They'll all get good homes.
Ashley can use them for her to stay on her budget for a snack.
Thank you. More free food. This is crazy.
James, this is so nice of you, man. You did not have to do this, but...
No problem. I like to show my gratitude when I can.
Love it, man.
All righty. Well, buddy, you definitely did, and our snacks are taken care of for this weekend.
All right.
You too, and our best to Amber, okay?
All right. I'll tell her.
Thanks, buddy.
All right.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
The Big Dave Show. Dad joke of the day on B105.
Okay, it's a very special dad joke this morning. We got Lauren from Hamilton here with us. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
How many kids do you have?
I have zero.
Oh, but you're probably good at telling dad jokes, right?
I am.
Well, let's have yours.
All right. My friend and I had an argument about which vowel is most useful. I won.
I won. Yes. All right. That's a good one.
You do.
Yeah, we're hoping you do win because I tell you what, Lauren from Hamilton, you just got a $20 quick pick to tonight's Mega Millions drawing for $977 million.
Yay.
Yeah.
I'm a winner.
Well, let's see. All right. So good luck tonight. And hey, if you win, you got to share some with at least Ashley, she said.
Please.
Of course I will.
All right, so here's how it's going to work, because we got four more of those to give away during the course of the show today. Coming up around 7:45-ish, let's say. That sounds good, approximate time. You're going to have to be caller 10 and tell us who just won that. Lauren from Hamilton.
All right, Lauren from Hamilton. Remember that. Write it down on your hand if you have to.
Yeah, and then if you can remember that when we ask for it, caller 10 will get another $20 quick pick to tonight's Mega Millions.
A little bit of ticket tag we're playing.
You got that right, Ashley Dawns.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
Right now, we got to get a brand new member in the B105 Country Club, and today it's Serena McCulley. Good morning, Serena. How are you doing?
I'm doing great this morning. How are you guys?
Well, awesome as well. And tell you what, you work over at St. E's, a registered medical assistant. So what exactly does that mean?
That means that I work in patient care, room inpatients, working with the doctors.
Oh, okay. So you're a very important cog in the machine there.
Yes.
And you're my type of girl. You say you're not typical. You don't want to go to a beach. You like the mountains and you love the snow and winter.
Yes, I am your winter girl. I wanted like 2 feet of snow this winter, and we never get it anymore.
So you're like depressed when the flowers come out and it's a sunny day?
No, know I do like summer, but I prefer winter over summer.
Yeah, but when, you know, it gets warmer outside, you can take your dog for a walk, who has the greatest name ever. What is it, Serena?
It is Hooday.
Hooday!
I love it. But that's got to be confusing for the dog on, like, game days when everybody in the neighborhood is shouting your dog's name.
Yes. When we went to the Super Bowl, my Aunt Debbie got up screaming Hooday, and my dog comes in just wagging, jumping up.
Aww. What kind of dog is Hooday?
She is a Dash Hound mix. I adopted her from SAP 10 years ago, and she's got the orange-red color.
Oh, well, that's why she's Hooday. A little orange in there. This is so great. I think something else pretty cool is you go to CMA Fest every year?
Every year. We've been for the past 4 years. This year, my crew finally are doing the Nissan Stadium tickets.
Oh, you got the stadium passes.
Yes, four-day passes, and they've already released some of the singers.
Oh, Jelly Roll, Keith Urban, there's some big ones.
Yes, I'm so excited, Dave.
Oh, I can't wait for you to get down there. Well, I tell you what, you got your B105 Country Club jersey ready to go. We got to get you a good song on next. What do you want to hear?
Travis Tritt's Country Club.
Hey, you know what? We've been doing this for a while. You're the first person to ask for that song, getting in the Country Club.
Perfect.
All right, well, welcome to the Country Club, Serena.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast, B105.com.